This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of 2 Peter, we've been introduced to what God provides in our relationship with Him. He's the one who provides salvation, which is the first step in our relationship with Him. He also provides all that's necessary for our sanctification, which is the ongoing process of developing our relationship. The key to benefiting from both provisions is having a clear, full, experiential knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. God the Father sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to be a perfect representation of His person, character, and attributes in flesh and blood. Since He lived on earth 2,000 years ago, we can't touch Him or sit at His feet and listen to Him share. Peter, however, had that privilege of being an eyewitness of His majesty, chapter 1, verse 16. For us to know Him, we have to go to the record of His earthly pilgrimage, found primarily in the Gospels. We find additional details in the rest of the New Testament. We've seen that the more we know about Him through reading, studying, and learning from others, the greater the possibility of experientially knowing Him. That becomes the key to experience His power, providing everything we need for life and godliness. Also, it makes appropriating the promises more natural. This enables us to experience the Holy Spirit's work of enlightening and empowering us to escape the corruption in the world and overcome evil desires. Our part in this is to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is foundational for what Peter encourages us to work at in the verses that follow in 2 Peter 1.